I am now joined by Jeremy Skoglund, the new head boys basketball coach for Oaks. How you doing, sir?
Doing good.
Good to hear. So, first of all, congratulations. And for people who may not know who you are, can you just give them a little bit of a background on your past?
Yeah, sure. I grew up in Hecla, South Dakota, not too far away from Oaks, just across the state line. Participated in all sports there, I guess. I was on a basketball team for 4 years, went to 2 state tournaments, played football for 4 years, and was out for high school track as well.
Yeah, and you also, I saw you also did hurdles for South Dakota State, is that right?
Yeah, I did a little hurdling at South Dakota State. Yep, I sure did.
Very cool. Well, first of all, how did you hear about this job, and when you got it, I mean, just how much does this mean to you?
Well, I heard about it from a few of the players, actually, reached out to me and asked me if I would be interested in applying for the head coach job once it came open, and thought about it a little bit, and decided that would be a good opportunity for me. I've been working with a few of the boys for the past 3 years now, just working on some basic skills and some basic training in the summer, and helping them to improve their game. And I guess I've always had a lot of pride in working with the young kids and watching them grow up and succeed, and really excited to get into working with these guys and see where we can go.
Absolutely. And with your son being on the team, how much does that mean to him?
The first thing I did was approached him and asked him, you know, what do you think? And he said, absolutely, Dad. You've been involved in coaching me basically since youth football started back in the third grade in Britain. And he said, I'd like to have you there. So with that being said, I took the chance and went through the process. It's really kind of cool. I mean, not everybody gets that opportunity to coach their son or daughter, and he and I have been together for several years in many different sports, and we have a really good relationship with each other in terms of training and working and understanding the difference between you know, the aspect of father and son and the aspect of coach and player. So it's really kind of a unique opportunity that we both seem to enjoy.
Absolutely. You kind of saw how the team did last year, did struggle in quite a few areas. What are some areas that you're really trying to attack right away and get some big improvement right away?
The first thing I think we're going to attack is we're just going to take it back to the basics. We're really going to focus in on fundamentals, learn how to play defense and move like move like one unit on the defensive end of the basketball. I've always been a very defensive type coach, and that's what we're going to kind of focus on to start with. And we'll progress into more of an offensive team as the season goes along. But initially, defense is definitely going to be one of the keys to start with.
Very good. And in terms of that defense, in the middle is an area that was kind of a struggle for Oaks last year, mainly because just a lack of height. How are you hoping to maybe make up for that down low?
You know, last year, I think, yeah, definitely height was an issue. We've got a couple kids here that have kind of sprouted up a little bit through the summer. Been getting a lot of reps in playing big boy basketball on a travel league. And I really think with the length in Andrew Wolf and the development of Eddie Garza, we're going to have a couple kids underneath the basket that are going to surprise some people this year. Xavier Bosler, also another kid that can really get down low and bang around. And those three kids, I think, will see a lot of time and we'll be able to utilize underneath quite well.
Awesome. Great stuff. Coach, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time, and best of luck this upcoming season.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Look forward to it.